College English Test Band 4 Part 2 Listening Comprehension
Section A Directions In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, one or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then, mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center. Now, let's begin with the 8 short conversations.
Question 1. What are you doing in here, sir? Didn't you see the private sign over there?
I'm sorry, I didn't notice it when I came in. I'm looking for the manager's office.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 2. Mike, what's the problem? You've known for months the report is due today.
I know, but I'm afraid I need another few days. The data is harder to interpret than I expected.
What does the man mean? Question 3. Excuse me, Tony. Has my parcel from New York arrived?
Unfortunately, it's been delayed due to the bad weather.
What is the woman waiting for? Question 4. Pam said we won't have the psychology test until the end of next week.
Ellen, you should know better than to take Pam's word for anything.
What does the man imply about Pam? Question 5. Tom, would you please watch my suitcase for a minute? I need to go make a quick phone call.
Yeah, sure. Take your time. Our train doesn't leave for another 20 minutes.
What does the man mean?
Question 6. Frankly, Mary is not what I'd call easygoing.
I see. People in our neighborhood find it hard to believe she's my twin sister.
What does the woman imply? Question 7. How soon do you think this can be cleaned?
We have same-day service, sir. You can pick up your suit after 5 o'clock.
Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Question 8. I really enjoy that piece you just played on the piano. I bet you get a lot of requests for it.
You said it. People just can't get enough of it.
What do we learn from the conversation? Now you'll hear the 2 long conversations. Conversation 1. Good afternoon, Mr. Jones. I am Teresa Chen, and I'll be interviewing you. How are you today?
I am fine, thank you. And you, Miss Chen?
Good, thanks. Can you tell me something about your experience in this kind of work?
Well, for several years, I managed a department for the Brownstone Company in Detroit, Michigan. Now I work part-time because I also go to school at night. I'm getting a business degree.
Oh, how interesting. Tell me, why do you want to leave your present job?
I'll finish school in a few months, and I'd like a full-time position with more responsibility.
And why would you like to work for our company?
Because I know your company's work, and I like it.
Could you please tell me about your special skills and interests?
Of course. I'm good at computers, and I can speak Spanish. I used to take classes in Spanish at the local college, and I like traveling a lot.
Can you give me any references?
Yes, certainly. You can talk to Mr. McGraw, my boss at the Brownstone Company. I could also give you the names and numbers of several of my teachers.
All right, Mr. Jones, and would you like to ask me any questions?
Yes. I wonder when I'll be informed about my application for the job.
Well, we'll let you know as soon as possible. Let's stay in touch. Thank you very much for coming this afternoon.
Thank you.
Questions 9 to 12 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 9. What does the man say about his working experience? Question 10. Why does the man want to leave his present job? Question 11. What is the man interested in? Question 12. What question does the man ask the woman?
Conversation 2. Lisa, Lisa, over here, darling. It's wonderful to see you. Oh, Lisa, you look marvelous.
Oh, Paul, you look tired. 2 months away in the capital? Paul, I think you've been working too hard.
I'm fine. The city is very hot at this time of the year. It's good to get back to some fresh air. You know, Lisa, what they say about pregnant women really is true.
What's that, Paul?
They say they look beautiful.
Well, I've had a lot of tension while you've been studying hard on your course in D.C.
Oh?
Oh, don't worry. All for a man over 50. Father has told all his business friends the good news about the baby. And the phone hasn't stopped ringing.
Oh, look, darling, there's a taxi.
Paul, tell me about the special project you mentioned on the phone. You sounded very excited about it.
You know, I've learned a lot from the project. I'm surprised that we're still in business.
That's because we have a wonderful sales manager. You.
Thanks. But that's not the problem at all. Lisa, our little company, and it is little compared to the giants in the city. Our little company's in danger. We are out of date. We need to expand. If we don't, we will be swallowed up by one of the giants. Questions 13 to 15 are based on the conversation you have just heard. Question 13. What do we learn about Lisa? Question 14. What do we learn about the man from the conversation? Question 15. What does the man say about his company?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 1 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. Farmington, Utah, is a more pleasant community since a local girls' 4-H club improved Main Street. Six 4-H girls worked to clean the 72-foot curbside that was covered with weeds, rocks, and trash. Each member volunteered to clean up and to dig and plant 5 flats of flowers. They also took turns watering, weeding, and maintaining the plot. Participation in this project helped the girls develop a new attitude towards their parents of their own homes. They've learned how to work with tools and improved their work habits. One mother said that before her daughter was involved in this project, she would not even pull a weed. The experience on Main Street stimulated self-improvement and encouraged members to take pride in their home grounds and in the total community. City officials cooperated with the 4-H members in planting trees, building cooking facilities, picnic tables, swings, and public restrooms. The 4-H girls planted trees and took care of them during the early stages of growth. The Total Park Project will need more plantings in the following years. Members of the 4-H Club agreed to follow the project through to completion because they received satisfaction from the results of constructive work. The project is a growing one and has spread from the park to the school and the shopping center. Trees and flowers have all been planted in the shopping center, making the atmosphere pleasant.
Questions 16 to 19 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 16. What do we learn about Main Street in Farmington? Question 17. What do the 4-H Club members do about the curbside? Question 18. What have the 4-H girls learned from the project? Question 19. Why do the 4-H girls agree to follow the park project through to completion? Passage 2. According to a survey on reading conducted in 2001 by the U.S. National Education Association, young Americans say reading is important, more important than computers and science. Over 50% of the 12 to 18-year-olds interviewed said they enjoy reading a lot. 79% find it stimulating and interesting, and 87% think it is relaxing. About 68% of those surveyed disagreed with the opinion that reading is boring or old-fashioned. Over half the teenagers interviewed said they read more than 10 books a year. The results also showed that middle school students read more books than high schoolers. Over 66% of teens liked to read fiction, such as novels and stories. Only 26% were interested in nonfiction, such as history books. 64% of students listed reading stories about people my own age as their favorite topic. Mysteries and detective stories came second on the list at 53%. Just under 50% said they were interested in reading about their own culture and tradition. Of the teenagers who participated in the survey, 49% said that libraries are where they get most of their books. However, many complain that their school libraries do not have enough up-to-date interesting books and magazines. Even though many teenagers in the U.S. enjoy reading, they still have other interests. When asked which activity would be the most difficult to give up for a week, 48% said listening to music. TV would be difficult to give up for 25% of those surveyed.
Questions 20 to 22 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 20. What does the survey on teenager reading show? Question 21. What books are the most popular among teenagers according to the survey? Question 22. What activity do teenagers find the most difficult to give up for a week? Passage 3. Thank you for coming, everyone. Today's presentation will show how we see the development of the motor car in the short to medium term, and that is why we have invited all of you here today. Let's start with power. It's clear that petrol-driven engines have no future. Already, there are many alternative fuel vehicles on the market, powered by anything from solar power to natural gas. Some independent thinkers have even produced cars that run on vegetable oil. But as we all know, of all these alternative fuel vehicles, the most practical are electric vehicles. Sure, in the past, electrical vehicles have their problems, namely a limited driving range and very few recharging points, which limited their use. Now, however, recent developments in electric vehicle technology mean they can match conventional petrol engines in terms of performance and safety. Let's not forget that electric vehicles are cleaner. Plus, importantly, the power source is rechargeable, so this does not involve using any valuable resources. Moving on to communications, very soon, cars will be linked to GPS satellites, so they'll do all the driving for you. What controls remain for the users will be audio-based. So, for example, you'll just have to say, "a bit warmer," and the air conditioning will adjust automatically. You'll also be able to receive email, music, and movies, all via an internet link. So, just type in the destination you want, sit back, sleep, watch your movie, whatever.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 23. What is the presentation mainly about? Question 24. What used to restrict the use of electric vehicles? Question 25. What does the speaker say about electric vehicles of today? Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage three times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the second time, you are required to fill in the blanks with the exact words you have just heard. Finally, when the passage is read for the third time, you should check what you have written. Now, listen to the passage. My favorite TV show? The Twilight Zone. I especially like the episode called The Printer's Devil. It's about a newspaper editor who's being driven out of business by a big newspaper syndicate. You know, a group of papers owned by the same people. He is about to commit suicide when he is interrupted by an old man who says his name is Smith. The editor is not only offered $5,000 to pay off his newspaper's debts, but this Smith character also offers his services for free. It turns out that the guy operates the printing machine with amazing speed, and soon he is turning out newspapers with shocking headlines. The small paper is successful again. The editor is amazed at how quickly Smith gets his stories, only minutes after they happen. But soon he's presented with a contract to sign. Mr. Smith, it seems, is really the devil. The editor is frightened by this news, but he is more frightened by the idea of losing his newspaper, so he agrees to sign. But soon, Smith is reporting the news even before it happens. And it's all terrible, one disaster after another. Anyway, there's a little more to tell, but I don't want to ruin the story for you. I really like these old episodes of The Twilight Zone, because the stories are fascinating. They are not realistic, but then again, in a way they are, because they deal with human nature. Now the passage will be read again.
My favorite TV show? The Twilight Zone. I especially like the episode called The Printer's Devil. It's about a newspaper editor who's being driven out of business by a big newspaper syndicate. You know, a group of papers owned by the same people. He is about to commit suicide when he is interrupted by an old man who says his name is Smith. The editor is not only offered $5,000 to pay off his newspaper's debts, but this Smith character also offers his services for free. It turns out that the guy operates the printing machine with amazing speed, and soon he is turning out newspapers with shocking headlines. The small paper is successful again. The editor is amazed at how quickly Smith gets his stories, only minutes after they happen. But soon he's presented with a contract to sign. Mr. Smith, it seems, is really the devil. The editor is frightened by this news, but he is more frightened by the idea of losing his newspaper, so he agrees to sign. But soon Smith is reporting the news even before it happens, and it's all terrible, one disaster after another. Anyway, there is a little more to tell, but I don't want to ruin the story for you. I really like these old episodes of The Twilight Zone, because the stories are fascinating. They are not realistic, but then again, in a way they are, because they deal with human nature.
Now the passage will be read for the third time. My favorite TV show? The Twilight Zone. I especially like the episode called The Printer's Devil. It's about a newspaper editor who's being driven out of business by a big newspaper syndicate. You know, a group of papers owned by the same people. He is about to commit suicide when he is interrupted by an old man who says his name is Smith. The editor is not only offered $5,000 to pay off his newspaper's debts, but this Smith character also offers his services for free. It turns out that the guy operates the printing machine with amazing speed, and soon he is turning out newspapers with shocking headlines. The small paper is successful again. The editor is amazed at how quickly Smith gets his stories, only minutes after they happen. But soon he's presented with a contract to sign. Mr. Smith, it seems, is really the devil. The editor is frightened by this news, but he is more frightened by the idea of losing his newspaper, so he agrees to sign. But soon, Smith is reporting the news even before it happens. And it's all terrible, one disaster after another. Anyway, there's a little more to tell, but I don't want to ruin the story for you. I really like these old episodes of The Twilight Zone, because the stories are fascinating. They are not realistic, but then again, in a way they are, because they deal with human nature. This is the end of listening comprehension.